Siman Taf Reish Mem Vav Sif Ches Yav Shu Roiv Olav Nistayin Veroish Kol Bad Mishloish Vavim Kan Echad Voishloish Olim. Most of the leaves of the Adatim dried out, but on the top of each one of the three branches there was a row of three leaves that were still fresh. It's kosher. Yesh mefoshim. Afilu in Yisroish shebochem hina shefilu yesh aymin shefilu im mishloish shebechad hina yosu shnayim mishloish shekiyim echad laf kosher. Even on the top row, the three leaves there, and two are dry and one is fresh, still kosher. Yeah. It's proving the Rush that says they need three rows of leaves that have one fresh leaf on them. And they had a question on the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch, why did he not bring that opinion? The one that is on top of the other two leaves, that one should be the fresh one. Now the simple understanding is that they weren't all three leaves on the same level. And according to that understanding, it's a problem because it's a gimel. The Chavis asking that it's a possible hadas shaita. So Mishra says maybe the chilek is talking about the whole hadas is like that. That had one leaf that was a little bit higher than the rest. But here we had the whole shear of the das. The das was a three tefachim. So three tefachim worth of the das were perfect. But because they were dry, it's like I said, how the leaves are dry. If we say that if you have three rows of leaves and each one has one leaf, basically Mishnah says that here we're talking about that the standard rows, this hadas were besaged, just this one was had a leaf higher than the other one. In that case, if the high one is more visible, it's fresh, that's enough to mash it, it's fresh.